From the KBND Traffic Copter on the KBND Morning News.
News Talk 1110, KBND, good morning. Let's see what's happening today. Al, you're having a good one. It's time for a look at sports. Here's Dave.
All right, thanks, Frank. It is official. Football's back. Those were the words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell yesterday after team owners and players inked a settlement for a new 10-year collective bargaining agreement that ended the lockout.
It's been a long time coming, and football's back, and that's the great news for everybody.
Team facilities set to open today with signings, trades, roster cuts, and the opening of training camp to follow this week. The NFL's 1,900 players must still recertify as a union. The lockout, which began March 12th, led to the longest work stoppage in NFL history. There will not be a single regular season league game missed, though. And the whole offshoot of this whole thing is they are going to cram into the next couple of weeks what normally takes them 4 months to do. Free agent signings and everything. It's going to be a flurry. Today is Pac-12 Media Day for football. Oregon coach Chip Kelly going to face the media for the first time since the story broke about the Ducks' $25,000 payment to Texas street agent Willie Lyles. Oregon State Athletic Director Bob DeCarolis has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, says he first noticed symptoms 3 years ago. DeCarolis says he fully intends to fulfill his recently extended contract that runs through 2016. And the OSAA has adopted changes to its power ranking system for the 2011-12 school year, and I like these changes. The executive board accepted the recommendations of the power rankings subcommittee. The three main changes are freezing the power rankings before the play-in rounds, amending the ratings percentage index formula, the RPI, to include records for out-of-state opponents, and adjusting the impact of forfeits. That's a look at sports. I'm Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
So in layman's terms, what is that?